Hello, and welcome back to the Thursday Night Kiss Setting Podcast. I'm your host, Cordelia. How are you doing? This is so nice to be back. We took the summer off because I simply just want to focus on writing. I had some hard time to write at the kind of the end of the June each time. So we decided to take some time off, and then for me just to focus on watching and writing my thoughts down and to write more episodes before we are ready, and to also, you know, to be prepared for a very busy time in the fall and the winter. But yeah, how was your summer? Did you do anything fun? Did you read a good book or went on travel? Or watched a good show? You know, you can always let us know what you think. If you have any thoughts, just simply just comments, you know, on a Spotify or anywhere that you receive your podcast. But also, we have a website. Go check out the website, and then you can email us there. So, it's so nice to be back. So in this episode, we will dive into a TV show that is actually aired this year, and I watched it during the summer, and it's called The 0.5. The 0.5 aired from May to June 2023 on Vovo, the TV channel. It's directed by Shunichi Okita and Kyohei Tamazawa, and written by Shunichi Okita and Maki Inoue. The show stars someone that's quite famous, that a lot of people knows him from definitely different kinds of TV shows in the past. His name is Ryohei Matsuda as the main character. It actually tells a very touching story, just simply about the struggle to stay alive. The story revolves around Masaharu Tachibana, and also his family. The Tachibana family decided to re-renovate their old family house. It was very big, took a lot of space, but they wanted to devote it into like two family style home, you know, because also the house getting very old, and also they want to invite their daughter's family to move in. So Masaharu is the son of the family. He is a 40-year-old jobless stay-at-home individual. So, you know, in Japanese they call those kind of people the hikikomori, which means a person who withdraws from the society and stay in house without going outside anymore, physically also mentally not attached with anything. So depicts their, you know, his younger sister's desire for him to move out, but their parents insist on keeping Masaharu at home, so he was being labeled as 0.5 due to his single status. So here's something. So one family, so they call it two family style home, means that it's the parents' family and the daughter's family, because they're married and they have kids, so they're like considered as a one per, like one, okay, number one. But because Masaharu is single, so he considered as 0.5, means that he's not complete. Well, I know this sounds very ridiculous, but that's how they label the things by number like this. So the show is basically narrates the journey, you know, for Masaharu as a like hikikomori person and his family. You know, the journey that they walked and the changes it happened between them as individuals is all about the reconciliation and also the healing and get to know themselves and how they see the lives. So about the hikikomori, where you call, is this like a social withdrawing leading to extreme isolation or a situation frequently observed in contemporary Japan society? Is typically that about the young adults, or sometimes they're not young adults, it's just adults that they who, you know, withdraw the society, not going to work, not going to school, and then like return to their parents' home and unable to go out, like unable to do social, unable to mentally also to attach with people, other people outside their family. So you may wonder when you watch the show or listening to the story, you may wonder is this common, right? Like, is this just like one person, like Masaharu, or is this common to happen? Unfortunately, it is very common recently, like in the Japanese society. So according to the survey that conducted in 2019 before the COVID, there were 6 million individuals aged from like 40 to 64 are categorized as the adult hikikomori in Japan. This number was continues to rise. Of course, COVID made it worse. COVID changed a lot of, like, you know, our life, a lot of like our livings. But the withdrawal process, you know, people may wonder what it cost. It was actually usually starts with slowly progress, and is often triggered by external pressures, you know, such as school bully, harassment, and discriminations. You know, it's also at school and also at workplace. It's affected individuals may display the signs of unhappiness and lost their interest in social connections and become increasingly isolated. So in this TV show, Masaharu was once a leader, a group leader at his job. He did so well, and he was extremely excellent at what he was doing. He's very professional. However, he slowly began taking more like frequent leaves, and eventually just one day locked himself in his room, called employee, told with no reason that he quit his job, and start from that day, he just stayed at home without going out anymore. A lot of TV shows, let's say nowadays in Japan, they are facing those issues, those social issues. They are taking serious about looking to more deeper what's the cause of those issues, trying to give those people a chance to voice out themselves. A lot of time that people were only see from the news about what happened, but they don't really know the reason. So a TV show like this, or a novel, or any kind of form of, like, you know, books or literatures, the more they talk about this kind of issues, actually will draw people's attention to face this kind of problems and to be more understanding when the people around them face this kind of same situation. So about Masaharu in this TV show. So Masaharu was once, you know, a very hard worker. He left his job to become stay-at-home a gamer, play game every day. So his daily routine is different from all his other family members, you know, and he also prefers to be by himself alone. A lot of people who are like hikikomori, like for those people, Again, I have to address this. It's not them they're not going outside. It's because they don't want also mentally attach with other people. Because a lot of the reason the custom to stay at home was because the pressures from the outside world. Outside means from other people rather than their family members. So they found it safe just to stay at home. It's just like Masaharu, he just locked himself in the room. All he does is eat, sleep, and play games. All the conversation that he had were very little was with his parents. So Masaharu was, you know, once a very hard-working individual, but his fear of this, you know, social expectations overwhelmed him. He worked too hard, and until one day he lost his boundary, right? He became a machine, he said in the show, that he indifferent and he just silent himself. So cutting from the external like world and then to putting like a facade to communicate with the society, you know, became his method for the self-preservation. Like he just stopped talking, stopped connecting, and he felt released after. So although, you know, there are only 5 episodes in this TV show, it tells a very profound story that Masaharu's journey includes speaking to someone outside his family, challenging himself to go outside in the morning, riding an electronic bike to pick up his nephew from the daycare, buying someone else an ice cream, and finally searching for a job. It's only 5 episodes. It can be considered as it happened too fast. A lot of people who are living in this kind of like where they know someone were living in this stay-at-home style, they may say, oh, it happened so fast. Well, of course, because it's a TV show, they need to have some, you know, high point, low point, and turning point, and an ending. They have to make it fast. But what I like about it is I found Masaharu is remarkably relatable. Whenever I see him sitting alone at the dining table or just walking on the street, I can't help but laugh so hard. It is not, you know, I love to dedicate that like to laugh at him, but rather a recognition of like his kindness, his hopelessness, and his steps towards to reconnecting with the outside world. It just feels so familiar. I see myself and other people that I know in him. Yes, it's projections, but that's what this TV show wants us to project a little bit. It gives this kind of like opportunities to see ourselves somewhere else and to give the thoughts and to appreciate the moments, that how much he was being brave enough to do all the work, to break out his own facade, to break out on his own wall, give the time and to try again, even if fail, but still give just a little bit hope to keep going. In the TV show, once Masaharu says, do not tell those people who withdrawed to tell them that try harder. Those words are hurting. They are already exhausted. They tried hard. That's why they need a break. So never tell them try harder. In this TV show, it really shows the people their exhaustions can be as heavy as a mountain on someone's shoulder. When Masaharu actually first left his job, he messaged his supervisor, simply just said, my heart is suddenly tightened. When I'm around others at work, I'm always filled with fears. I don't believe I can never get real life anymore. Depicted my desire to put in more effort, my anxiety leaves me in the state of hopelessness. being alive is incredibly tough. And I'm afraid I will only be a burden to everybody else. He left this message and he quit his job. So in the story, Masaharu's parents firmly believed that having their daughter over, the daughter's families over, move in will bring the positive changes. Their beliefs proved to be true. Masaharu's, instructions, the communication he starts having with his own brother-in-law, his niece and nephew, provided evidence to those who questioned his value and experience. Masaharu, as an adult, still depend on his elderly parents, living in their home, staying in his room, and gaming all day, and being seen as disgusting by his niece at the very beginning of the story. The niece's name is Emma. But it takes someone like Masaharu, who is so empathetic, who has experienced their own share of sadness, to lend an umbrella to others when they're in the rain. What I mean by this is, when Emma, she moved to this new school and left and didn't make any friend, was being kind of bullied at school earlier, and she just left the school. Masaharu is the only one who doesn't question her the reason why. Instead, she says, Emma, sometimes we all feel like leaving early, so don't worry. Do what you feel like to do. He's understanding, because he was there. He was in the rain, so he knows when to lend out an umbrella. And also, when Emma feels extremely lonely at this new school and wants to stay at home, never going out again, Masaharu is the only one also doesn't knock on her door, but he suggested to Emma's parents, says, give Emma some space, please don't question her, and prepare for her favorite food. Make her feel comfort. Make her feel being sheltered. Slowly she will open up. And also, when Len, the nephew, expresses his dislike for the daycare's rise and therefore he doesn't want to go to the daycare's, Masaharu is the only one who doesn't tell him to finish the food, but instead he addressed to the nephew and said, it's okay not to finish your food if you don't like it, Len. And it is very good that you tell people why you don't like it. You can prepare your own food and bring it to the daycare, right? Masaharu understands not to say, you have got this, or try harder, or I didn't have this when I was young, so therefore, why you complain? He never said those things. It's only because he knows they are already trying 1,000 times harder to stay alive to do so in front, and therefore, at this moment, they can be alive still in front of other people. I believe Emma tried to stay at school, same as Masaharu. I believe Len tried to finish the food, but it was so disgusting that he couldn't. And it's very similar how Masaharu's parents believed in Masaharu. They don't need encouragement. A lot of time when people are in the hard time, they don't need encouragement. What they need is compassion and understanding and the space. Masaharu's parents, who really just, they were such a lovely parent. They just endlessly love, and for some people, for the common, they say, they tolerate Masaharu. But they're truly just remarkable, You know, by observing all the details, like me as an audience, we can definitely sense the parents' efforts they made. All the sticky notes in Masahiro's rooms and his father's lower back pain reflects, you know, the shared journey. Like, mom just writing sticky notes, please come out, please let's have a talk. And then slowly to, you know what, don't worry, if you don't want to go to work, just come out and eat, have your food here. And to something like, oh, your sister coming visit at what time tomorrow? Or we decided to run away the house. So there was like some very funny and humor moments there. But they take pride, you know, very much pride. That's to see how still Masahiro is being alive. The sister said, my life is hard. My life is full of drama and shit. What Masahiro did? And the mom turned around and said, well, first of all, he is trying to be alive, and that you need to be celebrated with. The mom, you know, their protections and their understanding towards to Masahiro definitely is actually lead all the good things happen after, which is the reconciliation. But as we find out that, you know, how Masahiro is a, you know, ordinary person, he works hard, he has a gentle soul, but also that's maybe the reason pushed him to stay at home. He was a great person. Masahiro was once, you know, workaholic. It's not just workaholic, he just wants to get things done, he's too professional. And he never really draw the boundary between himself and this, you know, ridiculous requirements at work. So he burned out. He burned out, burning and burning and burning, burning to the end that he couldn't leave his room anymore. So at that moment, the last moment, all he wanted nothing more than just to lay down and to breathe. He lay down. He just stayed at home. He plays games. But is that actually the healing? The way to heal? And also, how to move on after endorsing so much sadness and burnout? In the show, it provides the answer as to learn about ourselves and recognizing really who we are. So after a, you know, 4-hour car ride in the story, that, you know, the Masahiro and his dad, they got a new bottle of sake. The moment that they arrived at home, Masahiro was not holding it well, and everything was smashed down the ground. Broken. 4 hours ride for one sake, and they end up on the ground. But, you know, it was kind of similar to how he worked hard in the past, and all his work just went to pieces. Nothing at the end. But after all the experience that he had with his sister's family, his parents, himself, his online friends, and also his neighbors, I won't tell too much, but when he saw the bottle of sake just smashed on the ground, this time Masahiro's father, his dad, did nothing but laughing. And both of them just start laughing. Maybe at that moment, maybe just at that moment, with the sake on the ground, you know, we learned that, or Masahiro also just realized, it is just life, isn't it? In this very chaotic world, Masaharu learns to be kind to himself. He didn't blame himself. He didn't blame anyone. He let it smash on the ground. He learns to be kind. He learns to love himself. And he learns to pursue what truly matters to him and leading to a positive outcomes. I won't say it's positive outcome. I would say he finally learns who he is. He learns that he is good with kids. So maybe it's a time for him to find a profession or starting to work with kids. But audience may question, but what if we get hurt again? What if Masaharu encountered those people who hurt him again, again, again? Well, it will happen. It will always happen. Those people are everywhere, no matter where you change your office or change your professions, change your industry. Those people who want to hurt you, they're everywhere. But this time, or the next time, if we be more mindful and we learn from our experience, like Masaharu, or the parents said that, we will handle it better. Because we have always grown stronger from those past experiences. Maybe one day, we did some work and it went nowhere. And all we will do is just laugh and move on. And just like that. So last year means 2022, was not very long ago. After enduring like the years of harassment, discrimination and racism, like in where I am right now. Similar to Masaharu, my heart was shattered with no way to heal that time. And my mental well-being was suffered also with no way that I see it can be repaired. And, you know, my physical health was also like damaged badly. And I don't see any way to repair it. So for seeking for answers, like many people that where I am, like the city or living the city where I'm living, I went to a tarot card reader and she suggested me to go back home. So I did. I booked the ticket. I packed all my belongings. And I was ready to move back to my parents. A week before I move away, I moved out, like, was so close to what happened to the same situation as Masaharu's. I chose to accept my current job offer and also involved with the school. Instead of leaving the country entirely to return home, I decided to continue my education, studying what I love to study, and also start this podcast. If this is a TV show, and I think that was the turning point, from the low point to the turning point. I am doing well, and then even better than anyone could imagine. There was a moment when I think the turning point happened was because there was a moment that I realized I have been a winner in my own life. You know, my life experience, my role, my skin color, and the challenge that I have all faced. If I put them all together as a script and I give it to someone as, hey, this is the life you're going to live from now on, I don't think they can pass the first page. if they can survive the first page. So with that thought, you know, looking in the mirror, I appreciate myself for trying hard to stay alive and became who I am today. And also, still working hard to try to create a life that I desire. So I cannot agree more that as what Masaharu's mom once said, that like when his younger sister would challenge his like living situation and try so hard to kick him out of the house, Masaharu's mom said that Masaharu is working hard to stay alive. Without being alive, there's no living. Alive comes first. You know, to those, I need you to hear this, to those who are struggling, you know, who fight to get out of the bed in the morning, who is facing some hard time and wanted to be heard and trying the hardest to stay alive, I want you to hear this, that you have done remarkable things and you came this far. If you're tired, please take a break. But if you can't, because the situation does not allow you to, at least please recognize that your efforts, your own efforts, you are the winner of your own life. And if you want, please keep moving forward. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Currently, the TV show is not available in English, so I personally translated any dialogue that mentioned, which we'll also include in our reference session. This episode was edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. I hope to see you soon in our next episode.